Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in the Messiah Yeshua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in the Messiah Yeshua has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Yahweh, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh, for it is not subject to the law of Yahweh, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you. Now if any man has not the Spirit of the Messiah, he is none of his. And if the Messiah be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up the Messiah from the dead shall also give life to your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh, and if children, then heirs, heirs of Yahweh, and joint heirs with the Messiah, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also approved together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the excellence which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the magnificence, liberty of the children of Yahweh. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of Yahweh. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yahweh, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also honored. What shall we say then to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is the Messiah that dies, yes, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahweh, who so also make intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of the Messiah? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is in the Messiah, Yeshua, our Master. End of chapter.